Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Afternoon, everyone. As you know, first up, we'll have Liverpool manager Jürgen Klopp, and we'll follow that with Kostas Tsimikas. Vinny, do you want to get going with the first two?
Yeah, sure. Jürgen, we've spoken to you quite a lot recently. You said we need to improve, and Joel said pretty much the same after the game on Saturday as well. I just wonder, did you expect a turnaround in form to happen quicker, and if so, what reasons do you see for it not happening just yet for you?
Yeah, no, quicker, not sure. I think we had this, one of the conversations we had already this year was before and after Ajax game, or before after the Napoli, especially after the Napoli game, when we all realized, okay, wow, that's now really a low point. We have to change the things quickly. Didn't play Wolves, played Ajax, didn't play Chelsea. Meant we have, so we couldn't pick anything up and keep it from the Ajax game, really. And then on top of that, you face Brighton, which in a very good moment, a very good team with a new manager, and you concede these two early goals, which is in no situation helpful, but in other situations maybe lesser harmful than it was for us that day. And it turned around, not with a brilliant performance, but with a proper fight and adapting to the situation, denying Brighton in the areas they wanted to play and all these kind of things. So, and we are 3-2 up, and then you could see. It's not the first time and that something like this happened, that we were not controlling the game. We had our moments, we had chances, we had top moments where we could have scored the fourth goal. Didn't do that. And so you leave the door open, and that's what happened. And so it always is in life, when you have a problem, when you spot a problem, you think about it, you think you have the solution, and of course you expect then the solution to be instant influential, and bam, sorted. That's in football never the case, it will never be the case. Even if you would have won the game 3-2, would have been a completely different feeling, obviously, but with similar problems. And that's why we just have to keep going. Yes, we have to improve, we have to play better, consistently better, and defend better, attack better, pretty much everything. It's like it is. But I don't want to talk too much about it, but it's really like this. It's only 2 years ago we had a very similar situation for different reasons, where we lost our full defense, our center halves, all of them pretty much, and had to find solutions, and we lost our game completely. Nobody could recognize anymore. We just wore the same shirts, but couldn't react as quick as people would wish. But we found a way out because we worked on it, and that's what we will do this time. And so our general situation is obviously is important, but not so much for tomorrow, because that's when you prepare for a game, you prepare for a game independent of your situation, the situation you're in. And Rangers, I think, do extremely well in general, but in the Champions League, the results they had were now not exactly what they wanted. So we expect a team who is really fighting for a result, and that's what we have to prepare for.
After Saturday as well, I just wonder again how confidence is affected, and if confidence is fragile, does that in turn kind of make Rangers a little bit more dangerous?
It would be dangerous in any situation, but yes, but that's... So people will ask, how can it happen that players don't, that these players are not full of confidence? Do you think Cristiano Ronaldo in this moment is on top of his confidence level? And I would say he was for ages best player in the world, and now he's not going its way, and it's not exactly the same. That happens to all of us. Lionel Messi played last year's season where, it was not exactly the same, because these kind of things are really important to all of us, and you have to work for it. You have to do and to do and to go and to keep, to take the little things to make a step in the right direction, and then in the moment when that you are really ready for the moment when it's back, and that's what we are doing. It's not without confidence, but you have this being 2-0 down is not good for confidence, and being 3-2 up is usually really good. But you could see with the first attack they had, which we gave them pretty much after 3-2, it was like, oh, still open game. Okay, so, and that's how it happens, especially collectively. In individual sports, maybe, I don't know exactly, but maybe you can fight yourself through it, but in a team sport, we all have to do it together, and that makes it a bit more complicated, but that's it.
Mike?
Yeah, again, the Liverpool defence is coming for an awful lot of criticism recently, and with some justification, but it's the amount of times now that teams are getting through to the defence that we're not really that used to seeing, but it's happened in other games this season. What's the solution to that?
Yeah, you're right. So we concede now similar goals, let me say like this, where they go through the same gaps and stuff like this. Yeah, the problem is the special problem what we have is that we have a really brave way of defending usually, and when the timing in our defending is not perfect, then we leave a gap open. That was always the case, by the way, but because of the pressure we made on the ball, on the boy on the ball, it nobody really recognized it, because we close it with intensity, if you want. So if you don't do that, then this gap is open for a short moment, and Brighton uses it quite often, pass the ball through our gap in between the lines where they could turn and these kind of things, and that makes it tricky. So yes, we have to be more compact. We have to we have that in our mind, we know that, but it's in the moment it's going well, you do it, and then you do it again, and but timing is still not right, that's it. So how we said last week, I think defending is kind of an art, and it worked for us really long, really well, but when it's not working out anymore, you realize step by step how much you have to go back to the basics, that you are defend solid again.
How much of a concern is it that after the Napoli game that Liverpool were much more like it against Ajax, and the intensity was there, great football, a victory, but it was how much of a concern that it was a real step back at the weekend in the next game?
No, it's not too much a concern. It's that specific thing is not, I'm not too much concerned about, because that's now the game we played explains the situation. I think against a lot of teams we would have been good enough to win the game. But Brighton was extremely good, so that's it. I don't say against all, but Brighton was now really, really good. With all the things, we didn't know how to prepare for it, because we had no clue what Roberto will do, what he will keep, what he will bring in new. That's a little bit the thing. So obviously we need to be 2-0 down to solve that, because after that we didn't have these problems anymore. They're not exactly the same problems. I explained it now. We had 2.5 weeks after Ajax game we didn't play. So the boys were all over the world. That's why we couldn't pick up from there. So that's it. Now we have to take the good things out of the last game and try to to do that. Actually, there were good things. The period when we had 3-2 up was not free flowing football, but it was the football we had to play on that day, because we had to break them down step by step, and that's what we did. And then we conceded the equalizer, and so that's the last feeling you keep. It felt like a defeat. It wasn't, but it felt again like this, and that's where we have to just to make it's. Patience is not the 100% right word, but we have to be patient to do the right thing again and again and again until it works out again, and then we will be fine on a different level. Not fine, but it will not, we have to work always hard, but that's what we have to do. We cannot always start new, thinking completely new, what can we do? But if we can help the boys with a way to defend it differently, we will do that. We have to be more solid, we have to make more compact, definitely, and that's what we try to be.
The gentleman just behind with the mask.
Hi, what's your assessment of this Rangers team and what sort of threat do you think they might pose you tomorrow night?
Good football team, well coached. Exceptional European season last year, obviously. Qualifying for the Champions League, big achievement. And yeah, saw obviously the last game against Hearts. So more games, but now especially the last one. And really good football team. And that's what we have to prepare for. And the team who have had results now, they didn't want. So that's what they wanna change, definitely. So we expect a proper fight, a real fight, to be honest. And that's what we prepared for.
Chris McKenna.
We've just got Darwin Nunez. He started just for 4 games since his suspension. I'm just wondering, is he still adapting to this team, the way he play, and where he is at in kind of confidence and form level?
It's good. Yeah, of course he's still adapting. How players always adapt. And this is now the fee. Players, new players come in, and everybody talks about them and wants them to shine immediately. That happens from time to time, and sometimes not. And it's only yesterday we had a long talk with Pep Linders because my Spanish or Portuguese is still not better. And we just told him we are completely calm. So it's really important in our situation that he's now not starting. And he's not looking like he's worrying or whatever. So why didn't start this game? He came from international and he had a, how can I say, DOMS in the hamstring. So when you get this information from them, the medical department gives you some kind of minutes, how long is he allowed to play, and don't start anybody who's allowed to play 20 minutes or 15. So that's at risk. But I know then it's again this kind of discussion what we open up a little bit from the outside for the outside world. Of course, the 3-game suspension didn't help him to settle, that's clear. But that's pretty much all. The team is not flying. That makes it not easier for a striker, especially not for a finisher. It's not that we create chances, but it's not that everything is clicking and we just put one player and he finishes our situations off. That's not our situation at the moment, as much as I wish it would be. And that's all.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
John Murray.
Jürgen, just wondering, do you feel that it's the rarity value of Liverpool playing Rangers that helps to make these matches this week and next week so special? And I'm also asking that after what Florentino Perez said about how he feels that Europe's biggest clubs need to be playing each other more often for the game to be better.
I'll bring it, these two again. So I heard now, Des told me, that since 42 years now, there was no game between the English and the Scottish team anymore, right? So, yes, that's pretty special. That's pretty special. Unfortunately, apart from that, I cannot say really a lot about the relationship, what that means exactly, and all these kind of things. Nobody gave me a historical update. I know a few things, obviously, and it might be very special, yeah, for sure. But apart from that, it's a normal Champions League game. Yes, but it's very nice. Actually, I think it's very nice that we don't play all the time the same teams. So it's new, it's refreshing, it's great for Rangers. It will be great atmosphere here, it will be great atmosphere there. Definitely, people should enjoy that. I hope they're able to enjoy it, to be honest. It was now with Paris, what did he say?
Talking about how, you know, with an eye on the Super League.
Just recently, just now, today, yesterday.
Over the weekend. Talking about how with an eye on a potential Super League rearing its head again, that football would be better, the game would be better if Europe's biggest clubs were playing each other on a more regular basis.
Actually, I couldn't have. I have no opinion about that. Didn't think about it for a second. Not interested too much about it in the moment. How you can imagine, I think to improve football, he said. I think we should play lesser games to improve football. To be honest, give the people more time to train. That would improve football. But how I said, didn't think about it. No idea. No opinion.
We've got a lot of people with hands up. We won't get through everyone, so I'll get through as many as I can. Carl Markham.
Hi there. Just go back to a couple of things you said. You said 2 years ago when you had your issues.
I think it was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
You worked through it.
Yeah.
And that was effectively from January on. That was a four-month process. Have you got, and you said earlier today that if you find a different way for the team to defend, you would do that. Is there a quick fix to be had, do you think? Have you got the time to?
No, we don't have the time. Is there a quick fix to find? Yes, we can play exactly the same and do better. That's already a fix. That's how it is. Our timing gets better. But how I said, if we can do something, we will do that as well. So that's to make it easier for the boys. That's it. That's actually always a job. It's like how I said, it's the same job I have in a time when you win 10, 12 times in a row. Doesn't happen very often, but you have to stay on top of it, work on details, all these kind of things. That's what we do now, just with a different confidence level. So that's how it is. Usually in a time when you win a lot of games, not everything is going your way in a game. But there's no impact. Lose a ball, they have a chance, whatever that happens. Ali makes it stay safe. Probably then we made a mistake before, nobody has in his mind. That's different in the moment. That's where we have to get to. We have to increase the amount of good moments and decrease the amount of not so good moments, because that's how you get out of each, out of every situation in life, until you can make mistakes again without being as impactful as they are in the moment.
Gentleman in the blue shirt.
Ben is a really good player, so I know that he was injured. So you tell me how impactful he was. I have no idea. He was out for 7 weeks or what? Six, seven?
Yeah.
So the season is not much longer. So how many games did he play?
Four games,
so, new player coming into a new club. So I don't know. The games I watched were the last three. Means I only saw him now the 60 odd minutes. He played, roundabout. He's a really good footballer. He was here. He was good build-up, good defender, all these kind of things. In our situation, it didn't work out here, but it doesn't make him a bad player, not at all. And he's especially a really good boy. So I think that's what Rangers wanted and that's what Rangers got. When you're injured, it's not helpful, obviously. And I think they were looking for a left-footed centre-half there, and they got it. He can play different systems, which is important. Rangers played a decent Champions League, 1.5 games roundabout with 5 in the back. Usually they don't, but Ben can play both, played both formations. So makes him really, really valuable player for each squad and especially for Rangers. I think they are happy, but obviously we're not happy when he got injured. So how can you be happy then?
I'll go to the gentleman in the glasses here, then the gentleman on the front row, then we'll have to clear the room for Kostas Smikas.
Hi, Jürgen. I wonder if I can just open the Rangers question further and ask for your thoughts on where you think the Scottish game is at the moment. We have obviously Rangers did very well in European football last year with Celtic and Rangers in the Champions League for the first time in a long time together. Scottish international team are doing pretty well. What's your perception of where the Scottish game is and what level it's at?
Well, I think increased a lot. I think we, I see you nodding, so I think we agree on that. Yeah, Rangers and Celtic are obviously the standout teams in the league. That's no news, but they do, and that's then probably the best measurement you can get is when how do they do in Europe? And the Rangers run last year in the European League was exceptional. So the games against Dortmund, for example, just really good. And especially a home game, you can see how atmosphere can give you really the edge in a game, and that was really impressive. And and Celtic is obviously doing really well as well. And you're right, the Scottish team is full of talent. So it's that's we have obviously with Calvin another Scottish boy here who's come only back from injury. In the U18s, another big talent. So it's cool. It's a cool place to scout again, if you want, like this. And it's, I think it's a good sign for Scottish football. You might be a bit disappointed that they are not still in Scotland, but to be honest, with these two teams that dominant, we all know that. And if a player is really developing, it's probably not unlikely that he will at least give it a try in the Premier League or wherever. But it's for sure a much better moment than maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and that's down to the players you have meanwhile.
Last one here.
Steven Gerrard has obviously worked closely with a lot of this Rangers squad. Is he someone you've spoken to at all about Rangers or about just this fixture in general?
I mean, he was there, we spoke, yeah, but just how much he enjoyed it. But since then, not anymore, to be honest. But yeah, for me, it's how I said, when Stevie was there, I followed it closely. I do have to at least a look at the results the weekend. And I think he enjoyed a lot the job there. It was very successful there. It was for him a big career move when he came from here, from Liverpool to Rangers, did really well. And now it's at Villa. That's it.
Thank you, everyone. Costas will be next.
See you.
Welcome. Enjoy. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.